We're at Van Ray Farms, just west of Iona, with Chris Van Ray, his wife Ashley, and their three young children. Thank you, all of you, for being part of growing up on the farm. And why don't we start, because the farm has quite a history going back many, many decades. Why don't you fill us in a little bit on the history of the farm?
My grandfather, him and his wife came over from after the war from Holland. Yeah. Most of the family landed in Chatham around Bloomfield. My grandfather was the one that came the furthest east from Chatham. I wasn't told specifically why they moved this far this way. But yeah, 50-acre farm with some buildings and the house or whatever. And when he passed, he had two other farms.
How many acres are you looking at here now?
This farm is 90 total. I got 60 of sweet corn growing this year, and then there's about 20 acres of buildings. Dad bought this farm, and me growing up, this was a feedlot operation. Now, we made it through BSE, and around the time I was in college, the fats were ready, and we tried to buy stockers, and they were just too expensive, and Dad's health was down at that time, so that's how we ended up kind of getting out of it. We did weather it, but I say Dad, between Dad's health and I was in college or whatever, he's like, we could be in it, just say that we're in it, but just like, you know what, no, it's not worth it or whatever. We still have the barns, but growing up through high school, we were up to about 800 head.
Now, what made you, because you're part of the sort of the succession here, with all the, especially if you went to college, all the options you had to stay on the farm?
It's kind of an anchor sometimes. Like, this is all you've ever known. To throw it all, the investment to throw it all away. I mean, I did work off farm for a while. I worked for a farm supply company for a few years. And then now, actually, I've turned that around. And I have two of my own custom app machines that I third party for local retailers. Or
now, you say sweet corn, okay, as opposed to corn that may go into ethanol.
Corn, yeah, or for feed or whatever. Yeah, this is that sweet corn out there, out the window there.
And you said 60 acres?
Yeah, there's 60 acres here, and then there's another 25 up on the other road for, that's going to go to Norterra and Ingersoll. It's a food processing plant, so they have three locations, and there's one in Strathroy, one in Tecumseh, and one in Ingersoll. This is the first year with sweet corn here, and last 4 years, me and a friend of mine was trucking the sweet corn into Norterra. And now, actually, this year, I have two pickers out there. We're picking it and trucking it solely for the Ingersoll plant.
Now, do you have contracts for all the corn?
This is contracted. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, you can't grow sweet corn. Unless you're doing roadside or whatever.
Yeah.
It's all got
to be. You would have to, yeah.
Yeah.
We've completely backed off the trucking now. We're just kind of redirecting our focus and just going more to the custom applications side now. And with him and his friend picking up the sweet corn harvesting, that's hopefully going to be our ticket.
Yeah. Well, I was going to say, that's a good segue into what are you looking at down the road?
Yeah.
So down the road, I have two machines right now. I have the Terragator, which is those big three-wheel floater fertilizer machines. I have one of those, and the other one's a Rogator sprayer, a high boy with an airflow box. So he's out actually right now. He's heading down west to go side dress carrots. Say going forward, I'm hoping to get one more custom app machine, and then I say with the veggies, the same kind of deal with the sweet corn. Like the sweet corn, you have to have a contract to grow it, right? Hopefully with this, having your foot in the door with the sweet cut, with the pickers or whatever, that hopefully there's going to be room for expansion and that kind of thing. Where I'm hoping that if I can find certain things that not everybody has complete access to, then that kind of gives you kind of stability, I guess, going forward.
Would you look at it, either purchasing or leasing more land?
It's my bucket list that if in my lifetime I could maybe own another, like pick up like a 50 acre or 70 acre farm in my lifetime, just to say that, okay, I've made it enough that I could buy another piece. With the way things are going with land or whatever, I'm not in those circles, I guess. I don't know if that's going to happen. I got a lot more stuff. I can expand the business side a lot more than just expanding without needing more land.
It's just unfortunate that like we own 200 acres.
Yeah, we work about, yeah.
And unfortunately, the reason he started the business is because we couldn't survive off what those 200 acres brought in between our family plus taking care of it, like with his mom's house being on the farm as well. that 200 acres wasn't feasible. It wasn't affordable for us to survive off of it. Yeah. And that's the unfortunate part of, you think 200 acres is a decent number, but unfortunately it's not. That's kind of why he stepped into the fertilizer business. And then that part has worked out for us. Like I said, we tried to venture in trucking and that didn't quite work out. So hopefully this sweet corn harvesting is going to be our, you know, kind of saving grace to be able to bring in some more capability so we can expand the farm and, you know, hopefully buy another piece of property. But fortunately, the cards haven't been in our favor